Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 112, The Great Commission and Gifts, Sent from Identity, Equipped by Grace. When I think about ministry, I don't first think about a pulpit, a title, or a position in a church. I think about people. I think about the conversations we have, the opportunities God puts in front of us, and those moments when we realize He may have placed us in someone's life for a reason. I have learned that ministry begins with knowing who we are. Jesus didn't simply send His disciples out with a list of things to accomplish. He called them to follow Him, to know Him, and then to represent Him. We don't minister in order to prove ourselves to God. We minister because we already belong to Him. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations," Matthew 28:19 and 20. Those words are familiar to most of us, but I sometimes wonder if we have made the Great Commission more complicated than Jesus intended. Making disciples can happen in a church building, but it can also happen around a kitchen table, over coffee, at work, or in a conversation with someone who simply needs to know that God has not forgotten them. Paul gives us another beautiful picture. We are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. An ambassador represents someone else. Wherever we go, we have an opportunity to represent Jesus. We don't have to have all the answers or be the most gifted person in the room. We simply need to be willing to let His character, love, and grace be seen through us. And God doesn't send us empty-handed. Scripture tells us, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." 1 Corinthians 12:7, "To each, that includes you and me." There have been times when I have looked at what someone else was doing and wondered if what I had to offer was enough. Maybe you have felt that way too. We can easily compare our gifts with someone else's and conclude that theirs are more important. But God never asked me to be someone else, and He hasn't asked you to be someone else either. Romans 12:6 says, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them." Our gifts are connected to grace. They are not rewards for being good enough or spiritual enough. They are gifts. God gives them, and then He invites us to use them. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Matthew 10:8. That may be one of the simplest descriptions of ministry. We give from what we have received. We encourage because He has encouraged us. We show mercy because we have received mercy. We love because He first loved us. Sometimes ministry looks extraordinary. More often, it looks remarkably ordinary. It may be listening to someone who needs to talk, praying with a friend, encouraging someone who is discouraged, or serving when nobody notices. These things may never make a headline, but God sees them. The Great Commission is still Jesus' call to us, but we don't carry it alone. He gives us an identity, His Spirit gives us gifts, and His grace gives us what we need to serve. So wherever you find yourself today, remember this. You are not just where you are sent there. Someone around you may need the very grace God has been developing in you. Ministry isn't always about going somewhere else. Sometimes it is simply recognizing who God has placed right in front of you. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.